Commentary from Scofield Bible Reference Notes. A panoramic view of the Bible. The Bible, incomparably the most widely circulated of books, at once provokes and baffles study. Even the non-believer in its authority rightly feels that it is unintelligent to remain in almost total ignorance of the most famous and ancient of books. And yet most, even of sincere believers, soon retire from any serious effort to master the content of the sacred writings. The reason is not far to seek. It is found in the fact that no particular portion of Scripture is to be intelligently comprehended apart from some conception of its place in the whole. For the Bible story and message is like a picture wrought out in mosaics. Each book, chapter, verse, and even word forms a necessary part and has its own appointed place. It is, therefore, indispensable to any interesting and fruitful study of the Bible that a general knowledge of it be gained. Genesis. Commentary from Treasury of Scripture Knowledge. Reverend John Rilland of Northampton. Year 1780. The book of Genesis is the most ancient record in the world, including the history of two grand and stupendous subjects, creation and providence, of each of which it presents a summary, but astonishingly minute and detailed accounts. From this book, almost all the ancient philosophers, astronomers, chronologists, and historians have taken their respective data and all the modern improvements and accurate discoveries in different arts and sciences have only served to confirm the facts detailed by Moses and to show that all the ancient writers on these subjects have approached or receded from truth and the phenomena of nature in exactly the same proportion as they have followed or receded from the Mosaic history. The great fact of the deluge is fully confirmed by the fossilized remains in every quarter of the globe. Add to this that general traditions of the deluge have been traced among the Egyptians, Chinese, Japanese, Hindus, Burmans, ancient Goths and Druids, Mexicans, Peruvians, Brazilians, North American Indians, Greenlanders, Odaitians, Sandwich Islanders, and almost every nation under heaven. Without this history, the world would be in comparative darkness, not knowing whence it came, nor whither it goeth. In the first page, a child may learn more in an hour than all the philosophers in the world learned without it in 1,000 years.